September 4, Daniel 4. Nebuchadnezzar humiliated, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? Daniel 4:35. The last dream which God gave to Nebuchadnezzar and the experience of the king in connection with it contain lessons of vital importance to all those who are connected with the work of God. The king was troubled with his dream, for it was evidently a prediction of adversity, and none of his wise men would attempt to interpret it. The faithful Daniel stood before the king, not to flatter, not to misinterpret, in order to secure favor. A solemn duty rested upon him to tell the king of Babylon the truth. Nebuchadnezzar did not heed the heaven-sent message. 1 year after he had been thus warned, as he walked in his palace, he said within himself, Is not this great Babylon that I have built? The God of heaven read the heart of the king and heard its whisperings of self-congratulation. There fell a voice from heaven saying, The kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. For 7 years Nebuchadnezzar was an astonishment to all his subjects. For 7 years he was humbled before the world. Then his reason was restored, and looking up in humility to the God of heaven, he recognized the divine hand in his chastisement. In a public proclamation, he acknowledged his guilt and the great mercy of God in his restoration. God's purpose that the greatest kingdom in the world should show forth his praise was now fulfilled. This public proclamation, in which Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the mercy and goodness and authority of God, was the last act of his life recorded in sacred history.